Welcome to the Answers Inside podcast, a podcast all about quantum healing hypnosis technique and the big life questions that it can answer for you. Things like, what is my life's purpose? Why am I here? How can I heal? Quantum healing hypnosis technique was developed by Dolores Cannon with over 40 years of research. This podcast is all about talking to the practitioners and clients who experience QHHT and their stories of health and healing. Let's jump in. So all of your learnings have brought you to this place where you can embrace the seer energy that you have. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And I needed to kind of like express it. I had one client and she channels from source, but her career has not even been close to anything that she has so much energy in her that everything short circuits, like she'll touch the radio and it will short circuit.
Yes.
Or the room will, all the lights or the breaker will go off. So when she came in for a session, the breaker went off like three times. I reset the breaker. And she just does
Did
that,
she turn
you know?
Off your recording? Did she turn off your recording device while you were running the session? Did you have to be extra vigilant?
Yes, extra vigilant. And I watch it as it's happening because they were testing me at the beginning, you know, the higher selves. And then you know, one client said, why would they do that? And I said, well, they just want to see that I'm grounded in the present moment and that I'm focused and that I'm grounded. Like I really felt like it's like they're letting me know, okay, we're on, you're on, we're ready. And then my recording device worked great. But it was working and then it wouldn't work and then it was working. And so, but they
needed to That's a really good way to look at it.
Yeah. So it happened for the first few sessions. And then once I got the message, it never happened again. So now I don't have to check anymore because it's working. But when she had her session, she saw herself in like England in the olden time. And she said, wow, there's no light except for my lantern. And it's all dark everywhere. And she said, wait a minute. As I have my lantern turns on all the lights in the city. And then all
oh my
the people
gosh.
Appeared. Yeah. And that's her job. Her job is connected to source to bring that light here. And she is a direct channel. So as a medium, as like, all, you know, like cards, she started with tarot cards, but they're too distracting. It just comes through the information. But it's like getting that confidence, like with, you know, Kyle Gray said to me, like with angel cards, it's like, it's time to come out of the closet. You know, like we have these gifts, but then how do you have these gifts? Because nobody makes us do anything. We don't have to be a medium. We don't have to read cards. We don't have to do energy work. We don't have to meditate, right? It's all our choice. But when there's this strong desire to be conscious, it's like it doesn't feel like a choice. Like I said to my dad, it felt like a destiny. And so now once she had her QHHT session and she saw that it's not just a little bit, this is a lot. And if she needs help from like Archangel Michael, he's right there. Like Archangel Michael came in this session and her higher self said Archangel Michael is there when she sleeps. Archangel Michael is there when she travels. Archangel Michael is there with her every time she's in the car. She's protected all the time because she needed to know
Amazing.
That she was protected. And then Jesus came into the session and she was like
oh,
in
wow.
her cabin. You know, she was in her cabin. And then she said, you know, there's another chair by the fire. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know, what happens with the other chair? And she said, well, there's some visitors that come. And she said, Saint Germain is here. And I said, oh, okay. And then what happens next, which is the magic question in QHHT, is what happens
right?
next? Because it's amazing. It's like
yes.
it flips the page to the story. Like, what's happening? You know? And then she's like, well, Saint Germain is here. But actually, he just came to bring in Jesus. And Jesus is here. And I said, okay. And then how does that feel? She goes, wow. It's like, because I always want them to have that sensory experience in their bodies. Like this is a big moment, you know, Jesus is here, you know, in her little cabin. And so she really filled up with that love, that unconditional love and the healing. And she's like, he's healing my heart. He's just filling me up with unconditional love. And his eyes are just beaming love into my eyes. And I'm like, what happens next? And she said, well, he's putting this orb in my hand. And she said that it will regenerate her energy so that she doesn't get depleted anymore. And he showed her a picture of a gas pump. And so she doesn't need to kind of fill up anymore, that the orb will help kind of stabilize her energy so she isn't having so many of those energy surges. And it will just happen naturally.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Oh my gosh. That's so funny that you say that, because I was just having an exchange with someone that I want to bring on. And she had just posted on the QHHT forum that someone she was giving a session to had told her that she needed to fill her tank with gas. And she's like, gas? What? And then she came to realize later, she goes, I didn't need to fill my tank with gas. I needed to be filled up because I was depleting myself by giving too many sessions. So I needed to fill myself. Yes.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the higher selves will show us and through our dreams and through symbols, and very simple. Like, so just seeing that the gas pump, to her, she totally understood. And just like the other person that you're describing, like they realized, oh, there has to be a balance, sometimes, right?
Sometimes the higher self is a little bit like they're a little riddle-like sometimes. You kind of have to decipher what they're saying to you, but it always makes sense once you figure it out.
Yeah, and it's like, go ahead.
I was going to say, is she the woman that channeled, that had the life as the angel?
No, that was different. A different woman.
No, different. You've had some amazing sessions.
No, really. I asked, I said, I want to go deep. I want the people that have like those missions, like they, and I do, I can, like each session has been amazing. And when I had my session as the seer, the next time he said, what happens next? And boom, I was like in another time on earth. And it was like in the sand. And then, or you male or female, I'm female. And he's like, young or old? And I said, well, I'm 20. But I laughed because I said, but in that time, 20 is super old. You're a woman.
Right?
And I said, but really, I'm young, but they think old is what I said. And then he said, what are you wearing? And I said, well, it's kind of like a sheet, but a toga, and then just some sandals. And I said, there. Liars. And he was like,
ooh.
That was the first thing I said. And he said, well, like who? And I just said, the people, like they're gonna kill him, and they're lying, and they're innocent, and they're killing all these innocent people, and they're killing all of these people because they're liars. And he's like, well, what else is happening? What's happening next? And I just said, well, they're gonna kill him. And he's like, who? And I'm like, Jesus, they're going to kill him. And he said, are you watching? And I said, he's right here. You know? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, he's right in front of me. He's right here. And he said, well, what's he doing? I said, he's calming me down. He's trying to tell me that it's okay. It's the way it's meant to be. And that it's okay. And then I'm going to be okay. And then he said, you're really like upset. And I said, well, yeah, because they're going to kill him and I can't do anything about it. And he said, well, why would you think you can do anything about it? Do you have power? Or I said, no, I'm a regular person. And then he said, but you seem like you are like responsible. I said, when he comes here on Earth, a team comes with him. And so the team is organized. So when he comes, we come. And so we have to be with him when he's here. And he said, like, what happens next? And I said, well, he knew that this was going to happen. I said, there was like an uprising. I said, they didn't like that he talks to people. And then my guide asked my practitioner, QHHT practitioner, he said, well, what's he saying, you know, and what are you saying to people? And I said, we're just telling them the truth, that they have a connection to God themselves, and that they are connected all the time, and that they don't need other people telling them what to do, that they have all of that direct connection themselves and that love available with them all the time. And, you know, I used to joke with Eckhart, you know, when I was like 27, I said, Eckhart, when people do past lives, it's so irritating because they never are like, I was a potato farmer. They always want to be like a king or a princess, or I saw Jesus or Mother Mary. And yep, Dolores yep. will say that too. And so I was like, it was like a joke for me. I was just like, that's what everybody wants. And it's like a big joke. And that was the joke I said all the time. Like, I probably was a potato farmer. And then there's all these people thinking they're meeting Jesus. They're working with Jesus. And
there you pretending, are.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what I was told. That's what happened. That's what I saw. That there's a team that mm-hmm. comes with us. And the key, and this is where the learning and how it connects with your present life now, is that no matter what happens, you have to stay with the love. And that's what yeah. my higher self said. And so my practitioner, he said, how does Jesus feel about this and that this is happening? And I just said, they just stayed with the love. And they stayed
Aww.
With the love. And so he just stayed with the love. And then he just tried to help. And I said, I have to calm down. And then he said, how come, you know, the practitioner said, how come you're having a hard, because even in the session, I was crying. I couldn't stop crying. And I said, because, you know, I'm here as a protector and I am not protecting him. And then he said, but you did your job. You came down, you talked to people, and then, you know, everybody got killed. But that was, doesn't matter, because that was the job. The job was to come down, talk to people, and then the death doesn't matter. And I was like, well, the death matters. You know, I got stuck on the death. And they're like, the death doesn't matter. My higher self was saying, it doesn't matter. And I said, it does
yeah.
matter. So when he asked me in that situation, he said, well, what's your job? What are you supposed to do now? And I said, I'm supposed to stay calm. I'm supposed to stay calm and stay with the love and not judge. But I judged because I could see my perspective. I could see Jesus' perspective. I could see the rulers at the time. I guess they were the Romans and the Jewish priests. So they were all there, the people in power, the military people, the power that they had, the weapons, and they had kind of the power. And so it was like to not buy into the fear and not buy into the story. And, you know, he came to bring that, the consciousness, and to bring that unconditional love. And so the practitioner said to me, you know, when I was seeing that scene, he said, well, how does he do it? How does he handle this situation? And I said, well, he just continued to beam out love to everybody. And he just stayed with the love. And he just told me, wow. that's what I need to do. I have to just keep beaming out love. And just stay with the love and not get upset and don't judge. And then I judged. So I judged because I was seeing it from everybody's perspective. I saw my perspective, his perspective, their perspective. You know, like I could understand why they wanted to kill him, how threatening it was for them. Then they needed to kill him. I was seeing it from everybody's perspective. And even though the Essenes were there, the Jewish rabbis,
mystics,
held a lot of,
yeah.
yeah, the mystics, like they still, like women weren't equal. But for Jesus, they were, right? Like we mm-hmm. were a team and it didn't matter if they were male and female, it was mixed, right? But that wasn't
right.
of the times. And so then in this life, that's where I would get stuck. And that's what Eckhart told me as well. And so then I had to learn, like Eckhart said to me, okay, you know, I'm like 27, 28. And he's like, there is a group of guys walking down the street and you're by yourself. And he said, everybody else would cross the street and get away from those guys as fast as possible. And you would walk straight for them. He said, you have to cross the street. He said, you have to get away from them. Like, what are you doing? I had to learn that my will isn't the right will. It's thy will. Mm-hmm. And I cannot, mm-hmm. I'm not invincible. Like I'm not going to keep surviving almost death experiences. I cannot do what I know how to do on earth. You need a team and you need to have the team together and you have to stay with the unconditional love because it's what the earth doesn't have much of. there aren't very many earthlings that are connected to that unconditional love and that joy. Like Eckhart beams love and joy. He's happy all the time. Everything he taught me, he would laugh. Everything was fun. He only taught in a fun, joyful way and with examples. And so when at the end, when he was talking to my higher self, what he said was that that's kind of a big mission. And she kind of got stuck there in the loop with the emotions and the judgment. And my higher self said, yeah, we're working on that with her. We really thought in this life that would get cleared up, where she only sees things through her eyes, and that she learns to calm, connect with her body, calm down, and then she can see clearly. And then,
yeah, it goes back to your tamping down your emotions and disconnecting from them.
Yeah, exactly. So all the, even the psychologists, which most people don't know or don't recognize as a spiritual teacher, but mine has been amazing. And she's been, I've had weekly sessions with her for almost 16 years to continually tap into those uncomfortable emotions. But now I feel like I can go there with people. I can do that. And so I feel like that I learned in my session kind of like what has held me back and how that experience has brought what my life is like today. And it kind of made sense with all my teachers and people popped up as soon as I was an adult. You know, everybody kind of came forward. And the HHE practitioner asked my higher self, okay, so then what, you know, what's Elaine's purpose? And they're like, well, she's a seer, because that is what she has forever, kind of. And then she's a connector, and because she can connect to all those situations really easily based on all her experiences. And then she is an energy worker, which is super easy for her, you know. And then he said to her, well, she had kind of a big teacher with Jesus, and can she do what he does? And I was like, in my little ego went, what? You can't ask that question about. And then my higher self just said, yeah, he will always come help. She just has to ask and he will come help, just like he came to her in her 20s. Once she asked for help, he came. And anytime she needs help, he'll come.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah. So I thought, okay. And then I couldn't even talk to my QHHE practitioner afterwards. I was just like, we're both kind of like, he's like, whoa, that was a lot. And then I was like, I got to go. Just had to get outside.
You know, I need to go ground now. Thanks.
Yeah, I need to get out in nature, because I go in that world. I could draw it. I could draw the whole picture. And so I went to more kind of experiences. He actually took me to like three other places that kind of tied into this seer position. And then afterwards I thought, okay, well, I'll take the course, the QHHE course. And then I thought, okay, I really like this. I can do this. And then I finished the first level quite quickly.
Oh,
this is his first earth life. And that was my first client. And he was strong. He had gone through so much, survived so much. And he just kept going, you know, like people kept saying, like, how do you get up? Like, how have you overcome this? And he's just like, yeah, I just get up and I just keep going. And he was exactly like that. And because, you know, in for him, it's that, okay, if this is what you do on earth, then yeah, okay. And that happens to you and you just get up and you just, you know.
Yeah, different perspective for sure.
You know, like I felt very much that my QHHE practitioner held that space for me, so that I could say the things that I've never said to anybody or very few people, but never at one go. When there I was in 2 hours, 2.5 hours, just spilling all the beans, basically. All the otherworldly things that had happened during my life.
But that's the beautiful thing about QHHT is you get this person who's just going to listen without judgment and just listen to everything that you've experienced, regardless of what that is. It can be mundane. It can be otherworldly. It can be anything. And they're not there to judge. I think Dolores was a beautiful example of that. She just was she was such, what did she call herself? Mother confessor. she was a great example of that. You just sit and listen, and everybody's experience is their experience. And that's the point.
Yeah.
And they and get somebody to listen to them.
Yeah. And that it matters. Like their experiences that's right. matter, and that they have a purpose. And especially people that are depressed and feel suicidal and have really high anxiety. Once you tap in to connecting with your higher self, it is impossible to be suicidal and connected to your higher self. Because as soon as you yeah. realize how much your higher self loves you, believes in you, and believes in your path and is there to help you, and you actually feel it in your body, is totally different than just talking about it. So you're talking about it first, and then you're feeling it in your body, and then you have the recording that reinforces everything. And that's what Dolores says. Yeah, it's one and done. So they're, you know, the practitioners, everybody blocks out their day. So there's no other appointments. And I've had appointments go from 6 to 10 hours, and I don't rush them because it takes, sometimes the conversations need to happen longer. As one level 3 practitioner said, but sometimes we need that time to wear down the ego because the conscious mind is so, it interferes so much to exactly what we're looking for. That's the irony, is we want this information. We want this connection. And our conscious mind is there blocking. And we're taught in our QHHE training is to keep everything above the client. Not one client that she, you know, when we were talking and we were looking at kind of the overview of her life, and she said, well, you know, the one thing I want is I want to come back to Earth and be somebody's angel. And I thought, oh, I've never heard anybody say that. I said, wow, I had that same reaction that you did. It's like, that's so nice. Yeah, it turned out she is an angel. And that is where she's connected, is from the angelic realm. And so her session was just that awareness. And that awareness of her life, and that she could really understand herself. So in her session, it was more just the angelic beings coming and then being with her. So she could feel that being back at home. And again, she had a lot of trauma and trauma history. A lot of things happened to her. And it was like, yeah, she could stay in that loved place. And for, you know, and to her, she forgave because she didn't feel like they could have done any. Like, not to judge, but they couldn't have really done any better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she said to them, like, look, you have a choice. Let's, you know, like, when her step-parents stole her inheritance from her parents, they had divorced, and then, but she just said, look, like, you know, it's your choice. That's not what my either parent wanted, but, you know, if you do this, it's up to you. Like, it's on your shoulders, basically.
That's right.
I'm not,
that's
you know, right. I'm not going to make you, but that's not, you're going against their wishes. And so it's on you then if you go against their wishes. Right. And I thought, well, like, is that really like it? Like, you really, like, do you really believe that? Like, do you really feel that? She said, yeah, I do. And I said, like, underneath, is there some resentment? Can we turn up the stones? And she said, yeah, no, I mean it. I can see the overview picture. And when people make decisions like that, they take on that karma because we all know what is fair, right? So when, especially in situations with families and the ancestral line, I had one client and she was amazing, like had so many talents, was so accomplished. And then she told me like the ancestral lines, she came in and healed 6 ancestral lines in her earth life now.
Wow.
And they're again telling her, you did it. Just be joyful. Do things that you enjoy. Relax. Like, you did it. You know? And real, like, heavy, like First Nations, Jewish ancestral line. First, like, they were all in her ancestral lines, and she healed those, all those ancestral lines. And
what a beautiful thing to be able Yeah. And how beautiful for her higher self to come in and say, you did your work and now you can go enjoy, you can relax, you can take advantage of being on Earth at this time and you're done.
Yeah, because a lot of people think they're going to have a session and, oh, they're going to find out, you know, what their purpose is, what work they have to do. And, yeah. You know, and that's what I've had, like, three clients where their higher self said, look, you did it. It was a big job and you did it and it's done. So go have fun. And the higher self can do all of that. They're just waiting for us to become conscious enough to ask and to say, yeah, I want this, you know, because the body takes the hit.
Well, Elaine, if somebody wants to have a session with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I just use my name for everything. So it's Elaine
Perfect.
Arsens, Arsens. And so my Instagram, my YouTube channel, and my email is on my website. So it's just ElaineArsens.com. And my YouTube handle is Elaine@ElaineArsens. And same with Instagram.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on, and I appreciate you sharing your stories with us. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Answers Inside podcast, the podcast all about quantum healing hypnosis technique, the practitioners and clients who benefit from the health and healing that it provides. If you like this podcast, go ahead and like and subscribe on your favorite podcast player to download our weekly episodes and keep up with the stories, health, and healing that's happening all around the world through quantum healing hypnosis technique. Thanks so much. See you next week.